From NPR News in Washington, I'm Jack Spear. NFL Commissioner Roger Goodell is admitting the league blew it, saying, "That starts with me." The commissioner referring to a number of high-profile cases involving players and domestic violence cases. In his first public remarks in more than a week after a rash of incidents, Goodell admitting today he was too slow to act, and he said rules governing personal conduct for players and other employees will change.
"We will re-examine, enhance, and improve all of our current programs, and then we'll do more."
Goodell said a committee will be established by the NFL to review policy. The league has asked FBI Director Robert Mueller to investigate the case of former Baltimore Ravens player Ray Rice, initially given only a modest suspension after a video surfaced showing him striking his fiancée, now wife. Rice was later banned from the league indefinitely. Secretary of State John Kerry chaired a UN Security Council meeting today to try to rally the world behind U.S. efforts to fight the Islamic State militants in Iraq and Syria. NPR's Michelle Kelman has that story.
Secretary Kerry has been trying to put together a broad coalition against the Islamic State, and he tells the UN Security Council it won't be only or even primarily military in nature. He says the international community needs to take a holistic approach to, in his words, decimate and discredit a militant cult.
"The fact is, there is a role for nearly every country in the world to play, including Iran, whose foreign minister is here with us today."
Foreign Minister Javad Zarif is in New York for nuclear talks with the U.S. and other major powers. The U.S. and Iran share a common enemy in the Islamic State militants, but they say they're not cooperating with each other. Michelle Kellerman, NPR News, Washington.
The U.S. Embassy in Liberia says the first shipment of fast-tracked American military aid has arrived to help fight the spread of Ebola. NPR's Ophibia Kostarkin has more.
A U.S. cargo plane flew a team of military personnel and some equipment into Liberia. The American embassy there says more supplies and military staff are expected in the coming days. Major General Darrell Williams, who's heading the U.S. humanitarian operation in Liberia, arrived there on Tuesday and has been meeting with local officials. Liberia's Information Minister Lewis Brown says General Williams has set up office at the headquarters of the Liberian Armed Forces. President Obama announced this week that he's sending troops to Liberia to try to help contain the Ebola epidemic, which has killed more than 2,600 people across four West African countries. More than half the deaths have been in Liberia. Ophibia Kostarkin, NPR News, Accra.
One of the biggest initial public offerings of all time has now gone down in the record books, with investors rushing to place orders for shares of Chinese e-commerce provider Alibaba, without in many cases even understanding how the company's complex corporate structure works. Pre-market orders for the hot stock du jour outpaced Facebook's highly anticipated IPO. On Wall Street, the Dow was up 13 points. This is NPR. A federal appeals court has now upheld a federal safety board's right to investigate the role of Transocean in the 2010 oil spill in the Gulf of Mexico. Transocean owned the Deepwater Horizon drilling rig, where an explosion killed nearly a dozen workers and sent millions of gallons of crude oil into the Gulf. In a 2-1 decision today, the 5th U.S. Circuit Court of Appeals upheld a lower court ruling in the case. The federal safety board had a right to investigate the matter. In June, the board issued a report citing multiple failures and improper testing involving the rig's blowout preventer. U.S. officials continue working to evacuate tourists stranded in Cabo San Lucas, Mexico. That area sustained severe damage from Hurricane Odile. In its aftermath, looting had the Mexican government sending in troops. NPR's Jasmine Garz reports American tourists were hit hard by the hurricane.
An estimated 18,000 people, including a large number of U.S. citizens, have been evacuated since Hurricane Odile touched down in Baja California last Sunday. The hurricane was the strongest in Mexico since 1967. U.S. citizens are advised to make their way to Los Cabos Airport during daylight hours. A second tropical storm is headed to the area this weekend. Polo is expected to approach on Saturday. It will likely stay offshore, but heavy rains and gusty winds could hit the already devastated region. Jasmine Garz, NPR News, Mexico City.
Well, not yet saying definitively she will seek the Democratic nomination in the 2016 presidential election, Hillary Clinton says upcoming midterm elections will offer a clear choice to female voters on economic issues. Clinton says issues including equal pay for equal work and access to child care are likely to be advanced by Democratic women. Democrats have pointed to a number of key Senate races, including races in Louisiana, North Carolina, and New Hampshire. I'm Jack Spear, NPR News in Washington.